With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Kremlin may listen to President Trump's proposals for ending the war on Ukraine.
Russia's deputy foreign minister says Moscow's open to hearing President-elect Donald Trump's proposals on ending the war in Ukraine. Sergei Ryabkov said Moscow and Washington were exchanging signals on Ukraine via closed channels. He did not specify whether the communication was with the current administration or Trump and members of his incoming administration. EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell, meanwhile, reassured Ukraine of European support during a visit to Kyiv on Saturday. Ukrainian officials say a Russian drone killed one person and wounded at least 13 in the port city of Odessa overnight. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former president had a phone conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump declared the winner in Arizona, allowing him to complete a sweep of all seven swing states in this year's election. Bob Agnew reports.
The victory returns Arizona and its 11 electoral votes to the Republican column after Joe Biden's 2020 victory. The win over Kamala Harris marks Trump's second in Arizona since 2016. The former president campaigned on border security and the economy, successfully tying Harris to inflation and record illegal border crossings during the Biden-Harris administration. Bob Agnew, Washington.
In a nationwide survey from AP VoteCast, Black and Latino voters made solid moves towards President Trump in the election, some of the biggest shifts among men under the age of 45. A combination of the economy and border security, or lack thereof, were pinpointed as major setbacks for the Democrats. Senator Bernie Sanders says Democrats lost on Election Day because he said they failed to address the concerns of the working class. In an interview on CNN's State of the Union, he said Kamala Harris should have campaigned harder on easing economic hardships. This is SRN News. A disturbing report from a Muslim country, SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
Pakistan's National Commission for Human Rights says Islamic radicals are seeking to lure Christians into posting things on social media that can wind up getting them arrested for blasphemy. The commission goes on to state that some of these radicals are actually getting help from government officials in their efforts to entrap Christians. Pakistan has some of the most draconian blasphemy laws in the world. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, 5 years ago, the Satanic Temple in the United States made headlines when it was designated as a church. Now, a similar organization in Chile, a conservative country where half of its population of 18 million identifies as Catholic, is asking the government to recognize it as a religious association. In order to join Chile's Temple of Satan, applicants must choose a new name, normally that of a demon or fallen angel with which they'll be identified. This is SRN News. According to new guidelines, a majority of strokes can be prevented.
According to the CDC, stroke was the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. last year. While more than 500,000 Americans have strokes every year, up to 80% of them may be preventable. The best way to reduce your risk for stroke is also the best way to reduce your risk for many health problems. Eating a healthy diet, exercising, and not smoking. Well, it sounds hard to do. Limit highly processed foods and drinks with a lot of added sugar. I'm Shelley Adler.
The FDA is proposing to stop sales of a common ingredient found in most over-the-counter decongestants. Researchers claim that oral phenylephrine does not actually work. It's an ingredient in many common cold and flu products, including Tylenol, Benadryl, and even Dayquil. More details at srnnews.com.